He's the co-owner of the Moving Squad, and he joins us now on the Home Improvement Show of the Midlands. We welcome in Michael Nicholson. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Good morning.
How you doing, brother?
We're just trying to keep it together with all this going on.
Yeah, ain't we all, huh? Ain't we all? I always look forward to talking to you because in your business, in the moving business, it's kind of like the trucking business in some ways. You can always tell how the economy's going by, you know, how many trucks are rolling up and down the interstate and by, you know, how many moving trucks like yours at the Moving Squad are moving back and forth as well. An indicator of, you know, are people actually, you know, buying and selling homes right now or businesses relocating? What's your take on all this right now, Michael?
Yeah, I can certainly say kind of the generic norm a lot of times they'll say is that, you know, we're the last ones to feel the pain and we're the first ones to feel it when things get better. But, you know, we're still steady. You know, we can certainly do more, but, you know, the trucks aren't sitting. You know, they're still moving every day.
Good. That's good to know. I mean, and you've got people who, regardless of what's going on in the world, don't really have much of a choice. They've got to make that move. So, and obviously, you know, moving companies are essential businesses. So that's good to hear that you guys are staying busy, certainly. Well, let's spend some time today, Michael, and talk about maybe not so much, at least initially, the moving aspect. But because as a mover, you know, you see all the other sorts of things that are affecting people who are trying to make moves right now. What are some of those things that maybe are getting delayed and some tips you can share with listeners if they find themselves in a situation to have to make a move here of some of the things they need to look out for? I mean, you got banks are inundated right now with small businesses trying to get loans. Is that causing problems for folks trying to get a mortgage?
Well, yes, with the people that are using banks for their mortgage instead of using, you know, a mortgage house. Yeah. Yes, sir. That certainly is delaying. I've got several customers right now that, have had to, you know, reschedule their moves, you know, for that specific reason. But, I will say as far as, you know, just with the mortgages, you still have, you know, if you're building a home, you have to get the, you know, state or county inspectors out to do your inspections for your certificate of occupancy. And,
yeah,
you know, those guys are behind. And, you know, I had one that actually just got a call this morning that, theirs is going back 1 week to a month. They don't know. They just said the inspector will get there when the inspector gets there. And this is the third time they've had to reschedule their move. So certainly, you know, staying on top of every aspect that you can't, you know, specifically control yourself is becoming a lot more of a challenge than it used to be.
So what happens, explain to us, Michael, what happens in the moving industry when you, you know, somebody is ready, they've already set the date, everything is good to go as far as they know, and then all of a sudden something like this pops up. You know, either the bank can't come up with get the loan closed because of everything else going on, or as you mentioned, the inspector can't get out there to issue this certificate of occupancy. If you've already booked a mover and something like this pops up, what do you need to do?
Well, I will say, you know, depending on the company you hire, you certainly want to know what their reschedule cancellation policy is. But, you know, just reach out to your mover. You know, I can tell you with us, the Moving Squad, you know, we're as flexible as we can be. You know, depending on the time of the month kind of determines just how flexible we can be. But I'll certainly tell you, you know, I'll get you on the schedule as quickly as I can. You know, but then it comes to, okay, well, I planned, you know, a month and a half, 2 months out.
Yep.
You know, I picked the, you know, the perfect day that's going to work for my family to get everything moved. And now I have to say, well, okay, well, instead of a Friday, let's look at a, you know, a Tuesday or Wednesday.
Right.
As far as just getting you know, getting the customer back on the schedule so we can get them taken care of when they do, you know, get their actual move date lined up finally.
You mentioned you have flexibility depending on the time of the month. Am I to assume that, you know, the first of the month is always going to be the busiest, or is that accurate to say?
Well, typically, you know, right around the 15th and right around the 30th as far as the end of the month, those are typically the two parts of the month that always fill up at least a month and a half, 2 months out. That's where it fills up first.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then you go towards your Thursday, Friday, Saturday of each one of those weeks. And then, you know, the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday fill up last. So
yeah,
typically speaking, you know, if I have a hole in my schedule, it's going to be on Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday.
So you mentioned your policy at the moving squad is to, you know, be as flexible as you can to try to get it rescheduled as soon as possible. Is there any kind of a set standard across the industry as to, you know, how movers approach something like this when it happens?
No, sir, there is not. We're basically able to, you know, write our own policy. Now, our policy does have to be posted with the Public Service Commission.
Right.
You know, we can't just, you know, make it up, you know, out of the air. I can tell you, you know, as a movement squad, it's a 48-hour reschedule window that you need to stay in front of 48 hours.
Uh-huh.
You know, is your deposit forfeited? You know, those are all things you want to make sure to ask your company when you're hiring them, especially if you are putting a deposit down. You know, when at what time frame is the deposit forfeited, or is it 100% refundable? Is it 50% refundable?
Right.
So certainly want to have that information ahead of time.
And I can't imagine really an instance where somebody would call a moving company and schedule a move and then just decide, you know what, never mind, we're not going to move anyway, forget about it. So typically, when something like this happens, it's not at the fault of the customer themselves. Either it's like the two things you just mentioned, the bank can't close the loan on time, or the inspector can't get things done on time, or what have you. It seems as though there should be, the customer shouldn't be held responsible for that.
You would certainly think that, Gary. You know, not everybody's as ethical as you certainly would like them to be. Hmm. I mean, there's certainly stories I hear from customers that'll call me and, that's why you have to make sure you're doing, you know, you hire a legitimate business that's going to do good, honest business.
And how do you know if the company you're hiring is a legitimate business?
Go through reviews, do some research, talk to friends, talk to, you know, with everybody using Facebook. There's big communities out there that's dealt with a lot of different companies. So, you know, ask for some feedback, you know, look us up. You know, see if we've had any complaints put against us with the Better Business Bureau.
Right.
You know, as far as just whoever you choose, you know, just, you know, certainly be careful, you know, protect yourself. You know, make sure you're dealing with some good, honest people. Because I can certainly tell you, you know, there's no one way that you can handle, you know, every situation. Just as you said, you know, if the customer has no control over that aspect of whatever caused, you know, the delay to happen, you know, we certainly, you know, can handle that one differently than versus, you know, the customer just dropped the ball.
Right. You guys, the moving squad, not only do you move across town, across state, you move across the country for folks. With everything going on right now, are there any special challenges for people that are making a move out of state, across state lines?
You know, no, sir. You know, I'd heard from some other, you know, companies as far as cross the state lines. You know, they were going through the trucks and inspecting them. But, you know, I can tell you we've gone across state lines a number of times here very recently, and they didn't even slow us down. They let us keep going because they have the rolling scales. And a lot of times with the moving trucks, that's because we cube out before we wait out. And that just means we run out of space in the truck before we hit our weight limit.
Okay.
You know, because, you know, with the 26-foot box trucks that I use, you know, that's the 26,000 gross vehicle weight. You know, your average truck's, you know, between 7,000 and 8,500 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And so when that truck is actually completely loaded, you're still only usually around 17,000 to 19,000 pounds. So,
okay.
And then, of course, you know, when you have a good DOT number, you know, the stops will scan your numbers, you know, to pull your company profile up real quick. And, you know, a lot of times if you look good, they let you keep moving.
And I guess you guys were able to probably get to your destination a little quicker these days with a lack of traffic on the roads.
Well, I'll tell you, we made Tampa in 7.5 last week, and I was completely
Were you driving the speed limit?
My driver was, my crew chief was. He's notorious for always going 5 under. And when he told me he was already there, I was amazed.
Wow. What about, Michael, people, again, that are looking to move themselves? Let's talk about these situations for a moment or two. You know, it was, last year at some point in time, you and I had talked, and we were moving my youngest son bought a condo, and they didn't have a whole lot of stuff. He and his brother were moving into it, and so we said, well, we'll just do it on our own. And thanks to your advice, I didn't get caught up in this, but we're going to rent a rental truck. I won't name companies here. And come to find out, as you said, you know, boy, check ahead. You know, keep checking. Make sure that truck's going to be there when you get there. And a couple days before, I called them up, and they weren't going to have a truck. But I notice now this same place, every time I drive by, they got tons of trucks on the lot. Are there any special things that people that want to move themselves now need to be aware of that you wouldn't have to be aware of at any other time that you're aware of?
Well, I will say I did get a call yesterday from a customer that's going from Virginia to Texas, and it's just a two-bedroom. And so I actually suggested that, you know, they rent their own, if they're willing to sit in the seat, you know, for them to rent a, you know, U-Haul, Penske, or Ryder, or Budget, and just pay someone to load it, pay someone to unload it. That's going to be the least expensive way for them to go. But I will say, with a lot of the trucks sitting, a lot of the rental truck companies are getting real aggressive with the pricing. A lot of them will price match. So it's certainly beneficial to, you know, get several quotes, especially with a one-way rental.
Mm-hmm. See, now I have to wonder. And, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, with a one-way rental, you can certainly, you know, get some very competitive rates out there, you know, with them wanting your business, and there not being a lot of business out there because there are a lot of trucks sitting.
So you just mentioned something. You said you suggested somebody go ahead and rent your own truck, do your own drive. You'll save a lot of money that way. Hire a crew to load, hire a crew to unload. Now, what are we talking about here? Are we talking about calling moving companies at your point of origination and destination? Are we talking about, how do you go about doing that?
With us, we also have what we refer to as labor-only moves. Mm-hmm. And that's just where I come with, you know, with just labor and dollies. And I will say, you know, any move going more than two states away, 70% of the cost is actually in the drive. So I'll always suggest, you know, if you're willing to sit in the seat, you know, you're going to slash your moving costs, you know, well more than half of what it would be if you just let me take care of it all. Now, of course, I will say I am happy to move it all for you. You know, I always, you know, offer up that option, you know, just to make sure that they're making sure to maximize, you know, all the different options they have at their hand to, you know, so that way they make the best decision possible. But yes, sir, a labor only move, you know, it's very easy, you know, for most companies to do. You know, we come and load it. Now, I will say, with labor only moves, the customer is responsible for their padding, for the furniture, and they are responsible for the cargo control straps. You know, with labor only, it just means my guys and my dollies.
So, and we talk, you know, quite a bit about, like, with the moving squad, the amount of insurance you guys carry. It's a different situation here if you're moving yourself and just hiring a labor only at both ends. Now, certainly your guys are insured for any damage that might happen to the furniture and all that. But the other types of insurance that would come along with you guys doing everything, that's not available if you're doing it yourself, right?
Yes, sir, that is correct. Once that door closes on the load, my insurance is no longer in place. Now, I will say, with most rental companies, you can get a little more additional insurance, mm-hmm, as far as for the items on the truck. Also, depending, you know, if you're a homeowner and moving, your homeowner's insurance is still going to be in play as well.
Okay.
Not sure about if you're a renter and you have a rental insurance policy. But that is, you know, certainly, you know, a quick phone call to find that answer out. Mm-hmm. But it's the same, you know, with anyone that would unload an item, you know, as far as unload a truck. While the items are in my hands and my guy's hands, you know, our insurance is in place, mm-hmm, to protect everything. But once we have the truck loaded, you inspect the load and the door closes, our insurance stops at that moment.
So is it safe to say that it's pretty universal, Michael, that wherever you're going, your destination, two states away, across country or what have you, that you're going to find moving companies like you guys who will do labor-only unloads?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. So that's standard then, basically.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I mean, it's always a nice, you know, little filler for the schedule. Because, you know, your average labor-only unload is not going to be more than 2-2.5 hours.
Okay.
And that's for, you know, any average 26-foot box truck.
All right. Great advice as always, Mr. Nicholson. Appreciate it, buddy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How can folks reach you guys at the Moving Squad, whether you want to do the full thing or just even a labor-only?
The best way to get us is 803-915-SQUAD. That's 915-7782. Always the website, MovingSquadSC for SouthCarolina.com, and also our PSC ORS number is 9859.
Always ask for that number right there, no matter who you're talking to. All right, buddy. Michael,
yes,
have a great weekend and stay safe, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, sir. God bless.